Let's get NCLEX ready. Hi, I'm Nurse JoJo, registered nurse and founder of Cutie Nurses. Join me as I break down the most difficult questions and share the tools that empowered over 1,500 students to crush the NCLEX exam. Each week, I'll share tips, reviews, along with a ton of resources to help you become a registered nurse and thrive. So step into the world of nursing with confidence at cutienurses.com/start. AITA Ready Stories on Patients versus Nurses, Who is in the Right? Episode 2. Today, I will be sharing AITA Ready Stories regarding patients dealing with nurses, and you tell me if you agree with the patient or the nurse. If you have not seen episode 1, we saw nurses that were definitely in the wrong. Let's take a look at these three stories and see for yourself. Story number 1. AITA for snapping at a hospital nurse because she wouldn't smile. I am at the hospital with my mom who was getting surgery. When we were checking in, 6 a.m., a nurse was helping us, but she was being anything but. She took the papers from us to check in, but didn't say good morning and glared at me because I had coffee. She was short and curt when asking for information and didn't smile or seem happy. My mom tried to make small talk and the nurse was like, huh? I couldn't hear you over the scanner, all meanly. I finally said, ma'am, you need to learn to smile. We are patients and deserve to be treated kindly. And she just looked at me and looked back at the computer and made swift movements against the keyboard. She then said, have a wonderful day, sir, very meanly, and I snatched the papers out of her hand. When we got to the waiting room, my mom said I shouldn't have said anything, but I told her we can't let mean people get away with it, especially in customer service roles. I texted my wife what happened and she said I should have dropped it. Now I'm questioning if I was out of line. Edit. Nursing is customer service according to the internet. A Google search leaves this top result. Nurses play an important customer service role for hospitals, doctor's office, and other medical facilities. They act as a liaison between doctors and patients and leave lasting impressions. Providing excellent customer service to patients will increase customer satisfaction. The top comment stated the following comment. YTA, corrector of all things females, I bet. Another comment stated, YTA, she isn't in customer service. Her job isn't to make you happy. She is in healthcare. Her job is to keep people alive. Second, to the end, you don't know if she was just in another room where they lost a patient. Would you want the nurse to help your mom walking around happy and smiling if your mother just died moments before? 3. She doesn't owe you or anyone on the planet a smile. She is entitled to control her facial muscles in any manner she sees fit. I am so happy to see the consensus is that the OP is absolutely the a-hole. This is such an inappropriate comment to make towards anybody, especially since we do not know what just happened prior to our current interaction. It is not our place to tell anybody to smile. Excellent customer service is keeping me or my family members alive. Is it a bonus if the healthcare staff is friendly and has great bedside manners? Absolutely. But this OP literally admitted in the comments section that he would not have made this comment if the nurse was a male. The OP clearly does not know how stressful their nursing profession could be. Story number 2. AITA for lying to a patient and not exceeding expectation as a RN. I, 25 female, am a registered nurse that's also a new grad. I got my BSN and work in the same state that I got my education and license in, if that matters or is relevant. I work on a med-surg floor and really effing hate it for reasons that are worth their own Reddit post, but I try really hard to make sure my patients don't pick up on that energy. I want to be vague with details about this particular patient. All you need to know is that the patient is in her mid-20s like me, and she's going to be on the floor for a good minute because of some nasty leg injury she has. She will make a full recovery and be fine, which is great. She's the only patient of mine that I like, which I guess sounds harsh to non-healthcare workers, but I don't care. So sometimes I do go above and beyond for her to do things I would never do for the 4 other patients I have. As a disclaimer, you would never know I hated having you as a patient if I felt that way. The patients that I irrationally hated having are sometimes the same ones who bring back a gift basket or give me a $100 grocery store gift card to say thank you for the care I gave them. It ended up last week that I worked 3 days in a row on day shift, and those were the same 3 days that Poppy, my favorite charge RN, was also working. The patient that I really liked was really struggling to sleep because of her injuries, had no family coming to stay with her while she was in the hospital, no friends, nothing. I felt really bad for her. She was so agitated because she had nobody except for us and couldn't sleep well, so I'm sure that added to her own frustration. I paid my mom to go to Costco and get her this really nice large heating blanket after getting Poppy's go-ahead to do this. The next day, I walked into this patient's room and went, "Hey, Jane Doe, so we have a lot of extra supplies that we keep around for nurses, especially if they're on night shift. I found this heating blanket that's unopened and new. Want to try it out and see if that helps you sleep?" She said yeah, and she ended up having a much better night. Poppy had helped me make sure the blanket covered everywhere that was safe for the blanket, heating wasn't too bad for her, etc. So everything was safe. It wasn't affecting charting, getting blood work. She was comfortable. I couldn't cover her legs because that would have contaminated her leg injuries and the blanket, but everywhere else she was snuggled up under it. I got called into work yesterday to talk with one of the nursing supervisors for lying to the patient about where it got the blanket, being too familiar, etc. I stood my own ground because I feel like I was in the right and I wasn't going to let the patient take home the blanket, but maybe I'm wrong. The top comment stated the following comment: "I'm an RN who's been qualified for 8 years and often work to a senior charge nurse level. And from my experience, if you hate your place of work that much, leave. Find something you will enjoy, even if it's just a change of scenery. If you don't, you will become an a-hole because eventually you're not going to be able to hide the fact that you don't want to be there. It is good that you are trying to make your patient more comfortable, but there is a fine line between improving patient care and being too familiar. Your charge nurse who was on duty at the time may have approved the blanket. However, the blanket would have likely needed electrical safety testing done by the hospital and also could be a burn and infection control risk too, as depending on the cleaning method may render the blanket single patient use only. Also depends how hot the blanket goes for the burn risk, hence why the supervisors above her have gotten involved. You're newly qualified. You have a lot to learn, and it's a balancing act of caring for our patients, being their advocate and improving their care while also abiding by our guidelines and policy. The important thing is that you can justify your decision, even if they're not always the correct one." N-A-H. Which means nobody's the a-hole. I can see why this comment had the top upvote. It had a therapeutic response and provided an explanation of why the actions taken may not be appropriate. However, the other comments all stated that the OP actually is the a-hole, so this story actually gave mixed feedback. Take a look at this other comment. YTA, you need to follow the instructions of the head nurse. Your hospital clearly doesn't have a supply of these blankets available for patients, so how will other patients or their family react when or if they find out Jane was given a blanket, but they're told there aren't any such blanket? Listen to the more experienced nurses. They're trying to keep things running smoothly for everyone. The other YTA comments pretty much fall in line with this one, and I would have to agree that this could get out of hand quickly. I worked at this clinic where some dialysis chairs had a heating function and the older chair models did not. Patients literally argue with each other over this, and some would even demand that they refuse to get treatment without the chair with the heating function. It was such a relief to work at a clinic where all dialysis chairs did not have this function. I did not have a single patient at this clinic complain about the lack of heating function. See how quickly it can escalate when some patients get better treatment than others? We just uncovered two jaw-dropping AITA stories of patients and nurses. Craving more? Hit subscribe if you would like me to make more exciting nursing news videos. Your support goes a long way. Check out this next story. What would you do if you were this nurse? Story number 3. AITA for kicking out a patient's family member? Hello. I have a patient who is a fresh open heart surgery patient, freshly extubated. We have some pretty strict rules here about having children on our unit, the minimum age being 12. The daughter of the patient just hadn't been able to find a babysitter and had begged her higher management to let her 5-year-old daughter in with her. I really do feel for her. She says she had recently started on some anti-anxiety meds because of the stress of her mom being in the hospital, and she's juggling a high-energy kiddo on top of that. However, while updating the mom on the patient, her daughter was running all over the room and opening multiple drawers. It's an ICU. We have heart carts. We're fresh post-op, so we have a lot of sharp objects. She ran to the bathroom, pulled the emergency cord. I asked the mom to perhaps hold her while we talk or if she could wait to update until her daughter's calmer because it genuinely seemed like a safety risk to me. She said her daughter would be fine and shortly after her daughter jumped directly on top of the patient in the bed. The patient had her ribs cracked open for surgery, had multiple chest tubes, and in the distress of having someone jump on top of her, she almost yanked out an IV out of her neck that was running several pressors, keeping her blood pressure up. I won't lie. I was very stressed. I hate confrontation, but I sternly told her she needs to take her daughter out of the room and go home because she's actively putting the patient in danger. I think my exact words are, "You need to take your daughter and get the hell out of this room and go home because she could have caused serious harm to the patient." I know the cursing was unprofessional, but this could have easily turned into a very messy cold. Mom just started sobbing openly. She said this was the only chance she would get to see her mom this week, and she needed a break from her kid. Learned later on, the house supervisor said that since my patient was a one-to-one, I could help babysit the kid. I reiterated that I cannot let her keep her child here. If someone can come to the hospital and watch her kid in the waiting room, she can stay. But under no circumstances is the child allowed to stay. She ended up leaving the hospital entirely. House supervisor came by and said I was extremely out of line and unprofessional and that it was not my right to remove visitors. I felt awful already, still do. But my charge nurse and other nurses were backing me up. AITA? The top comment stated the following comment. Not your right to remove visitors, but it is your right to protect your patient, and this visitor put your patient at risk. NTA. Another commenter stated, I agree. It was kind of the hospital to try and help the woman visit her mother, but the child literally could have killed the patient by jumping on the bed, not to mention hurt herself on medical equipment, contaminate equipment used for delicate post-op patient, and at the least distracting the full team by calling the cold bell. All mom had to do was sit down and hold the squirming kid tight. Sure, that's no fun, but then she could have gotten the update. I agree with these commenters that OP is absolutely not the a-hole. The priority of the nurse is the patient, not to babysit some child. As a nurse, I did not sign up to be a babysitter. The mom really should have held on to the kid if the kid is just running around. My own 4-year-old nephew knows better than to be running around like that. It's crazy for anyone to think that a nurse can do her job and babysit at the same time. This nurse needs to document and not feel in the wrong. If the patient called in, is the child going to blame the child or the nurse? Nope. Ready for the latest from Cutie Nurses? Smash that subscribe button to join our community and stay updated. Every like and share propels us forward, and your support means the world to me. Thanks for tuning in, and I can't wait to catch you in the next video. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Want more tips and tricks for passing the NCLEX? Then be sure to check out cutienurses.com/start. Don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you next week.